and thrust into his belt. "It surprises everyone," he said cheerfully. "Estelle, this is Paxenarian. She's a paladin now, you know."
"I know."
Estelle smiled and gave Pax her hand. It was a strong hand, hard with work. "Come into the fire. If you're not cold, you should be. We have Sib ready." Pax saw Surya and Garrus, already by the great fireplace, on one side of the hall. Garrus was talking with one of Aliam's sons. A dozen other people scurried around, bringing food to the tables.
"It's a long way from our first meeting," said Aliam, as they came to the fire. "By Fok, I remember you at Dwarf Watch, when you had to give up your sword. Thanks, Cal."
He sipped at his mug of Sib. Pax found another in her hand. Her eyes followed Cal Halveric as he moved away and joined Garrus and the other Halveric son. He looked perfectly at ease, as if he had never been injured. Meanwhile, Aliam looked around at the others, gathering their attention.
"She was in her first term of service then, and like all the young hotbloods, I was half afraid that when that sword came out, she'd use it. But Phelan's troops always had discipline. Then when the others dropped theirs, she stooped and laid hers down. Very carefully."
He shook his head.
"I've seen many things in my years of war, but that stuck with me. Damned cocky young idiot. And then I had to coax her into giving parole."
Pox felt herself blushing, as she hadn't for some time. "My lord,
I'm not taking anything from you, just that you were already headed somewhere else than a sergeant's rank in that company, or any other."
He shook his head again and glanced sideways at her.
"I'll wager it'd be a different matter if I tried to take your sword from you now."
In the little silence that followed, Pox pushed back her cloak and shifted the hilt of Tamarian's sword forward. Aliam's eyes followed that movement. Pox smiled. "My lord, I will hand you this sword if you can explain how you got it." His face paled.
"Gods above, that's Tamarian's."
"No," said Pox quietly. "This sword was given to her, but it was made for another, for the prince this realm lost many years ago, and the prince we go to seek." Aliam sat abruptly, paler than before.
"It can't be."
"It is. Old men at court recognized it. Elves confirmed its forging."
But no one told me."
His color had begun to come back. Now he sounded annoyed.
"I asked the elves, blast them, and they said nothing of a prince."
"No, so they told us. They told you nothing, and told no one else either, until a few days ago when the king lay dying."
"I don't, Paxenarian. Will you swear to me that this is truth?"
Pax stared at him, surprised. "My lord, I am a paladin. I cannot lie. I swear to you that what I say is what I know, or have been told by those I speak of."
"I must believe you."
For an instant, his head sank into his hands. Then he looked around for Estelle. Their eyes met and conveyed something Pox could not read. He looked around at the others, whose interest was clear.
"Enough for now. This is a grave word you have brought me. We will take close counsel, Lady Paxenarian. But first you will eat, and we will speak of other things less close than this, if you will."
Still a little confused, Pox nodded. "As you wish, my lord. But I may not delay.